The Secretariat of the Pacific Regional Environment Program says if nothing is done to stop the use of plastics, some projections show there will be more plastic than fish in the ocean by 2050. A SPREP pollution advisor, Anthony Talo'uli, says Pacific people are more affected by microbead plastics in the marine food chain than other populations. Microbeads are used as a starting material to form larger plastic objects and are also found in household and cosmetic products such as toothpaste and body scrubs, so they're washed down drains. Mr. Talo'uli says Pacific people eat four times more fish than the global average, and the plastic ingested by fish in the Pacific has been measured at 30% higher than elsewhere. He told Jenny Meyer a recent proposal by France to ban plastic microbeads in the Pacific is a way of reducing pollutants associated with plastic, and Pacific countries have embraced the suggestion.
The SPREP Council, or the SPREP members, have made a statement that they are committed towards reducing, and in some places banning the microbeads as a form of reducing the amount of marine pollution caused by plastics in our oceans. I think that's a strong commitment, and I think from here we can work towards, you know, trying to reduce or ban the single-use plastics and also plastic and styrofoam packaging. So the momentum is there. It's a big shift towards that area. We've seen many Pacific Island countries already committed towards this. Marshall Islands, for example, early on this year, they have a legislation that bans single-use plastic as well as styrofoam cups and plates. So they've already banned it. And if you go to the Marshall Islands now, you will see a huge difference in the way that waste management is done in the Marshall Islands. You will not see a single plastic bag. You will not see a single styrofoam packaging or cups. And it's because they have banned this.
And what can consumers themselves do to get on board with this initiative?
Well, I think the consumers, where they have bans outright, is that the government has taken the leadership in helping consumers choose and select not to use microbeads or not to use plastic bags, not to use styrofoams. Where they haven't, I think consumers can choose not to use single-use plastics and not to use products that contain microbeads. So I guess it's a voluntary option. What consumers can do is work towards encouraging leadership, encouraging the governments to see how they can put in measures to reduce or outright ban. In Fiji, for example, they haven't got a legislation that bans. What they have is a legislation that puts in place that retailers can charge consumers for single-use plastic bags. And I guess that's in a way causing consumers to make a choice whether they would like to purchase a plastic bag or bring one that they have already used that they can want to recycle, or bring one as an alternative bag. So I guess in a way that's causing the consumer to choose and to voluntarily commit themselves, their friends, their families, their organizations towards reducing and saying no to plastics.
Anthony Talo'uli says manufacturers and importers also have an important role in finding biodegradable alternatives.